Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
There are 10 questions you should ask a realtor before you hire one. Earlier I said you should ask them, tell me, would you please, why I should hire you, and then be quiet and let them speak. You should also ask them what their experience is in selling homes of your value. Do they have an understanding? Frankly, think of it this way. Your home is the bait on the hook for potential buyers. So you need to know how to bait the hook to catch the right fish, correct? And some agents can bait the hook well for a trout and others for, you know, for a big-eyed tuna. But they don't all know how to do all kinds of fishing. So you want to have somebody who can fish well for what you have to offer. Ask that question. You also want to have somebody who can understand how you feel, how you're walking through the process of deciding that it's time to make a move. Sometimes you don't really know whether you're ready yet, and you just need to have a conversation with somebody who can tell you honestly it's not time yet, even though their interest might be in selling the house. Recently, I have a client of mine. She lost her husband. And in the midst of the conversation, it became more and more clear that although she had hired me and thought she was ready, she decided now was not the right time to sell her property. And I agreed with her, and I thought it was best for her to just stay where she is for another year or two until she's actually gone through her entire process. In other cases, maybe you're a widow, maybe you've been in your home for a long time and it's just time and you know it's time. And now it's a question of just finding the right place to go to and you're ready to, you know, kick the dust off your feet and get moving. And maybe your kids have called and said, hey, we want to take you out and want to show you some places to consider. And you've said, sure, let's go look at it. Well, this week on Senior Moments, let's see what the mother does in terms of searching for a piece of real estate. And how the kids handle that, too.
Whoa!
What's wrong?
Speed camera.
That's one of those fake ones.
Fake ones?
Yeah, you can tell because the chain isn't attached to anything.
Mom, what are you talking about? Why would anyone chain a fake speed camera to their front lawn?
You slowed down, didn't you?
Yes, but...
If someone wants to get people to slow down, they install a fake speed camera. You can get them on the internet for less than $100 in kit form. There are about 175 assembled. If you want one that flashes, it's about 20 bucks more.
When were you on the internet?
I never bought my own internet, but I have a friend who owns an internet, and I saw this fake speed camera on a documentary.
Documentary?
Infomercial.
Oh.
Don't owe me. I know what an infomercial is. This was a documentary, and at the end, they gave you a chance to buy two of them for the price of one.
Hold that thought. Here it is. What do you think?
What do I think about what?
The building, the gardens. Look at the gazebo and the pond.
Is that an observatory on the roof?
It says, environmentally controlled 24-inch telescope observatory for star watching.
I don't want to stare through a telescope. I did that in high school science class and ended up with a black ring around my eye after Eddie Cooper smeared ink on its eyepiece.
Mom, you don't have to use the telescope. You said you'd have an open mind.
This must be Eustace.
Greetings. I'm speculating that you may in fact be the family we are anticipating. Might you be Mr. and Mrs. Vapid?
Yes, I'm Tommy, my wife Jenny.
Enchanté. Welcome to Versailles Meadows.
Oh, my.
You kiss anything more than her hand, and you're going to get his hand embedded in your jaw.
Mom!
Mrs. Cooper, I presume.
Don't Mrs. Cooper me with your smooth talking.
Mom, you said you'd behave.
Okay, I'll be nice. Let's get this over with. Give me your arm, Eustace. I might as well do this right. You said you'd give us a tour, if I'm not mistaken.
Certainly. Are you comfortable walking? Or would you like me to get you a wheelchair?
I'll put you in a wheelchair if...
Mom!
No, thank you. I still have a few miles left in me. I can ambulate with the rest of them. Let's see your nursing home.
Versailles Meadows isn't a nursing home, ma'am. It is an independent living facility that can be upgraded to assisted living as needed.
Mom?
Charming. Lead on.
Certainly. I trust you noticed the pond and the gazebo over there. Many of the residents prefer to take the walking trails or drive golf carts down to the lake rather than sit in the gazebo. Once you've seen the lake, the pond is, well, just a pond. Here at the lake, we have an al fresco dining option that is particularly nice on warm afternoons. One of the popular features is the gondolas, which are available to take you across to the waterfront shopping on the distant shore.
Eustace, you had me at the pool. That spectacular sunroom with the palm trees, the sandy beach, and that water slide? It was like being in the Caribbean.
Oh, I will confess, just between the four of us, that I have, on occasion, gone to the tropical island pool area and taken a quick nap before heading home for the day. I love the sound of the surf.
I've never seen an indoor pool with a wave maker.
Ugh, I want to come back and try out the other restaurants. I loved the Irish pub theme of Murphy's, but the Cuban place looked great too.
Oh, their Ropa Vieja is beyond belief. I've heard that you can't get anything that touches it north of Miami.
Is the steakhouse good?
Yes, but they do the steak with a slightly French touch, so if you're expecting something Texan, you may be disappointed. Surprisingly, one of their most popular dishes is the fig duck. On the dinner yacht, they also do an exceptional lobster bisque with cognac.
You mentioned a short-term trial stay. Could I get one of those lake view rooms for that?
Well, we have one lake view room set aside for trial stays that is available for a week at a time. And I think we have an opening the end of next month, but I'll need to double-check that. I'm afraid there's currently a waiting list for the lake view rooms of almost 9 months.
Who cares where the room is? I can't imagine doing much more than sleeping in there. What with the concerts and the dances, the flea market and the various pools?
It is sort of like a cruise ship.
A cruise ship with its own lake, golf course, tennis courts, bowling alley, and its own yacht. Unbelievable.
Well, let's get signed up for the trial stay.
Oh, that would be fine. I can make arrangements as soon as we're back at my office.
Maybe we could just skip the trial stay and go directly to signing a contract.
Mom, I thought we were just looking around.
And fall even further back on the waiting list? Not in your life. Let's get the paperwork moving.
We still need to fix up and sell your house.
And go through your stuff. You can't fit everything in your house into one of those suites.
We have months worth of work. I don't have a clue where to start.
You don't need me for all that. As soon as one of those suites comes available, I should just go ahead and make the move.
What about your stuff? Your house?
We'll need to meet with realtors and lawyers and banks, and there'll be mountains of paperwork to sign.
I didn't send my smart daughter to college for nothing. Jenny, between you and Tommy, I'm sure you can figure everything out. And if you can't, Eric Stewart can take care of things. Once I'm in, I can leave a schedule with Eustace here, and he can track me down if you need me to sign anything.
Oh, fine, fine. Our concierge service also can help you locate someone at the resort.
Come on, Eustace. Let's go sign some papers. Why don't I meet you down by the dinner yacht when we're done? The mention of lobster bisque has made me hungry. How long would you say, Eustace?
No more than 25 minutes.
25 minutes, then. Give me your arm again. Now, tell me about the on-site classes. I've wanted to learn to sail for years.
Oh, that class has become quite popular since they added the Governor's Cup race as the final project. We've never come close to winning, but we've humiliated quite a number of very respectable teams.
No one wants to lose to an assisted living facility, I imagine.
Exactly.
What just happened?
I'm not completely sure.
You didn't happen to see the price list for this place, did you?
I did.
And?
And we've got to hurry up and get that house ready and sold before the first bill arrives.